We'll start out with the Gemaras that are at the end of the Perakei Zeh Neshech, Daf Ayin Hei, and we'll try to go into certain different household ribbisim that are possible, that it happens day-to-day basis, between neighbors, friends, parties. We'll start out with the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in Daf Ayin Hei, Lo yoyim arodom lachaveroi, a person shouldn't say to somebody, you should lend me. We're not talking about lending money, we're talking about lending tevua, and I'll pay you back when it's the season of all the tevua that comes together in the gur, and then there's a lot of tevua around. You lend it to me now when it's not the season of plentiful tevua, and I'll give it to you back when there's a lot of tevua around. This is called in the Gemara's Lashon Se'ol B'Se'ol. And we're not talking about Isurim Doraisa, we're talking all about Ribis Darabona. So the Rabona Burgoza that you shouldn't lend somebody you saw now and give it back in this season. Why? Because you're lending me now saw, let's say it's worth a certain amount, and then when I give it back to you, it'll be worth more. So then I'm giving you back something that's more than what I got. So that's why the Rabbanan answered it. When did they be matir saw b'saw? They were matir if I have in the house a saw of tavua. So when you lend me the saw, the Rabbanan considered it as if that saw is for you, or even maybe konui to you, or as if it's konui to you. So memela, it's as if you're getting it back right away. It's not because you're waiting to get the tavua at a later date, and then it'll be considered as ribis. When do you allow to lend saw b'saw? If you make it into money. That means you say the price, you lend me a saw, now it's worth a certain amount of money, and that's the amount of money I should give back. But to give back the same chefetz, a saw b'saw, that's called ribis d'rabbanan, and it's only mutar if yeshloi. Or there's a case similar that the Mishnah says in Daf Ayin Beis Amud Beis, the ain poiskin ala peres hachiyetze ashar. When it's yotze ashar, when there's a lot of tavua, so I could make up a price that I'll buy from you tavua. And since there's a lot of tavua around, so that money that I'm giving you and you'll give me at a later date tavua, I could have bought it today. So mamela that, we don't say that it's ribis, because it's as if all the tavua in the shuk, it's available. Since it's available, it's as if it's here. So saw b'saw is osur, avaloi maloi, when is it mutar? Halveni achiovei b'niyo achem tzomafteach. I don't have the tevua available right now, but I have the tevua, it's in my reshus, but I can't give it to you because it's locked up. So achiovei b'niyo, or he'll be able to bring it from the otzer, or achem tzomafteach, he'll find the key to it. That is mutar, because the tevua is around, it's like called, considered yeshlo. And Hillel is choylek. Hillel says that you're not allowed to. And the halacha says like the chachomim that it's mutar. And the Gemara in Azov, in the beginning of Azov, Daf Mem Dalad Amud Beis, the Gemara says that Rav borrowed. Rav oiziv dinrim ibrate de rabchia. He borrowed dinrim. The Gemara says that there are certain matbeis that are called like payros and certain matbeis that are called money. Money doesn't become worth more and less. It doesn't get expensive and cheaper. What gets expensive and cheaper is the chefetz, the thing that's nikne. And in matbeis itself, the Rabbanan said in Azov, there are matbeis that are considered peiri, and those are the ones that become more expensive and less. And if you lend those matbeis, it would be called like se'o b'so'o by tevua. And money, you're allowed to lend and you give back money. That never is ribis. Letzoifa yakor dinri. He borrowed dinri zov, and then the dinri zov became more expensive. We'll say that there was, give an example, that there was 30 prutas to dinars of, and then it became more expensive, so there's 35 prutas to dinars of. So when he's giving back a dinars of, he's giving back more in value than what he'd got. Also, the Kamei de Reb Chiya was afraid that it'll be considered ribis. Zil shlim lotavinut kilin. Give her the matbeis, just like you borrowed, give her back. Yeah, must be shlim edavet tiveave, that it's considered a coin, money, it's not payers. Shapir. Then you could give back din rezov. Elo yamus peiravi havelei saw b'saw also. So you see, the Gemara is bringing a riot that he holds that din rezov is considered tive and not peiri. So the Gemara says rav din rehavulei. He had yeshloi saw b'saw is also when it's. So it could be that din rezov is really called peiri. I saw besos, the Gemara says, Yeshle, Rav had dinri. The Kivan Davule dinri, Nasi Koimele Alveni Achov, Ebni Achem Tzomavtech. Since he had dinri, so it's mutter. So it's like this dinri is like the Tvoy Yazmesas Achov, Ebni Achem Tzomavtech. There's a Taz that talks about it, why the Gemara had to add on. The Gemara could have left it by Yeshle. Yeshle is a heter. Why did the Gemara have to add on Achiyov ibni oyachem tzomavtech? So that the Taz talks about. Koponim, our Gemara here in Azov says that so besov yeshlo is mutter. And Tosfos adds on and says that Tosfos and Daf Mem Vov Amud Aleph says that there's a difference where he takes the matbe, a dinar zov, and he gives back a dinar zov, that looks like a halva, so that's mutar b'yeshle, but it's only mutar when he gives back the same amount that he took. But he says there's an extra heter, derech mekach u'memkar, afilu so besosayim mutar, bo'imar atshiyov ibni. That means there's a heter by derech mekach, it's even better, because the ikar ribis is derech halva. Rabbanu b'gozer derech mekach also, that I'm buying something from you, I'm not getting it yet. But derech mekach, there's an extra heter that I'm allowed to give you a so'ah and to get back so'saim. Why? Because to buy, you're talking about paying for a chefetz. Paying, it could be any price. So the price was so'saim b'so'ah. If it's yeshloi, so it's mutar. So the same heter of yeshloi that we had by halvo, when it's so'ah b'so'ah, and by mekach memkar, we have an extra heter of so'ah b'so'saim also because of yeshloi. Also, Tosfos and Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis says לקבל לשור על הסור בסור, וסור בסור סיים לא יהיה, לכדו פורישיס, זה דרך מקח וממקה, שור יתפי חומש מארבע, בארבע מדרך הלוויה, אפילו סור בסור, דורכי שורי לכולם. So he says that מקח וממקה, Tosfos says twice, in דף מבוב עמד א', and in דף סמך גימל עמד בייס, that דרך מקח וממקה, the heter of Yeshlo gives me a heter even סור בסור סיים, because מקח וממקה is always a price. Tosfos on our daf and daf ayin hey says two shitas. The shita that you're allowed to lend se'ah b'se'ah. So the Gemara says Omar Avuna yesh loy se'ah loy v'se'ah so saim loy v'se'ah. If you Avuna the heter of yesh loy is only exactly on the amount that I'm going to borrow. Rabbi Yitzchok Oyman the aloch is like Rabbi Yitzchok. Afilu yesh loy se'ah loy v'olah kamakurin. Even if he has only one se'ah, you could borrow al smach that se'ah. Many kurim, because we'll soon see why. And Reb Chiya had a brisa. L'shuel Reb Yitzchok tipas yain. If he has a tipa of yain, he can borrow many chovios of yain also. Now, first Tosfos says that there's Rivon says that when you borrow so b'so v'yeshloi, that means sosayin b'so v'ilu kamo kurim b'so v'yeshloi. So you have to do b'zecher. So first you borrow one so can I get that so. And you say, this saw is connected to that saw. Then you have that already. Then you borrow another saw against that saw. So it has to be bezechaz, but the vasachas, it doesn't make sense. It's too much connected to that saw. It doesn't look like yeshlo. It doesn't look like it's connected there. But Tosfos says, ain't tzorich ledakdek, elo lekech harbe bevasachas. So even in the Rivon, Tosfos says you could give it bevasachas, but you say it's bezechaz. But then the Tosfos itself says, ain't tzorich ledakdek. You could say a lot. And it's all connected to that tipa. So, two shittas and Tosfos. The Rishonim say, two shittas if you ask to be bezachazeh bevasachas. Rashi says, kamakurin, kol chode v'chode, why are you allowed to kamakurin? Because each one we say, zutei tachteo. Each one we say, the one that he has is connected to that one. Why? Shareinu knuya l'malve. This one that we have in the house is really not konui to the malve. The Rabbanon considered it, but it's not konui. He could eat it and he could sell it. So the one that he borrowed if he's going to eat the original one, so the one that he borrowed is al-smachvot. Once he ate it, he borrowed it first, and then he ate the original one. So, connected, what is he going to pay the new one, the alvo? He's going to pay al peiros shemashuk. V'zu pnuya lilvoy soler. V'kshelovo kol achas v'achas lovo beheter. Do'ilu lovo so achas v'ochlo v'ochal gam rishon, if he would eat both of them, ho'il kshelovo beheter lovo, yeshalem chitin. Since b'shas he borrowed it, it was mutar because he had yeshle. So even if he eats both, it's mutar. Why? Because niskefes al peiros shemashuk. Ochanami. Shelova beheter lova kol sovas o sharizu imedes. So he says because he has one in his house, so each saw that he borrowed his mutar and it's in his keves al peiros shebashuk. So the Nemuk Yosef says it's not the pshat that's al shar shebashuk like we mentioned before, that when there's a shar in the shuk, it's possible to, it's available, it's at hand to get, so it's mutar. Only Rashi means because if it's shar shebashuk, you don't need yeshloi. Shar shebashuk is mutar because it's in the shuk and I have the ability to buy it. But he says, Niskeves al peiros shebashuk means it's like coming from two sides. First of all, he borrowed it and yeshloi, so it's al smach the one that he has. And once he has it, he doesn't have to keep it in his house the whole time. There's no reason to have it in his house. Only once he borrowed it, better, it could be Niskaf al peiros shebashuk because it's possible to buy peiros. Not shar shebashuk, but because the first heter of the alvor, so it's also behemshech, it's also mutar to be semech that there's peiros bashuk. That's Rashi's time. The Rashba, it's brought down in the Rishonim, the Nemuk Yosef, in the beginning of the Perek. There's the Taz brings it down, the Shah brings it down. The Rashba says Pshat, why it's so Simon on Al Kamo Kurin on one saw, because he says a husband, you borrow one saw, connect the saw I have. So once I borrowed it, it's mine. So it's on it, it's mine. So I have two. On two, I could borrow two more. And then on four, I can borrow four more. So that's how it goes, the whole cheshbon of the Kurim. Because once I borrow it, it's mine. I would think it's not muchrach, because it could be it's only a svaras of what looks more like ribis and what looks more less than ribis. But we could have said that Rashba and Rashi are totally the two pshatim and toisves. That means, if we say like the Rashba, so l'chura, it should be called b'zeh hazeh. That means once you borrow one, so you have two, and then two, you have four. But if you say like Rashi, that b'soif dovrat niskefes al peiros shebashuk, so it's enough that you have one heter b'shas alvo, that you have a yeshle. Once it's a heter of yeshle, so you can borrow everything al peiros, so the hemshech is al smach peiros shebashuk. It's like one heter brings the next. The first heter is that I have. Once I have, I could borrow, so I could borrow al smach peiros shebashuk. So it could be Rashi, it's easier to learn that he holds afilu bevasachas. But it's not muchrach. It could be that they both hold either like one side of Tosfos or the other. But the ikar is that if it's near it, what's more near it, karibis or not. And the ikar is that the Rabbanon weren't gozer. The seif dover is the Rabbanon weren't gozer, b'yeshle. That's it says in the Shita Mekubetzes Bem is that Svora B'Shem HaShita that Rashi holds that he takes everything B'Vasachas and not B'Zechaz. So the Shita says he can't say it's Al Smach Oisos, or he goes from a different angle a little bit. He says if Rashi holds that it's B'Vasachas Kamakuri, so how could it can't be Mamish Al Smach Oisos because he only has one so. So you have to add in the fact that he's Soymech Al Peiros Shebashuk. Before we were Masber Kilo from the side were coming from the saw and then going to the Peiros Shebashuk. The Shita says, since Rashi holds the Vasachas, so Memele has to be swimming not only on that saw, but also on Peiros Shebashuk. While Koponim in the Shita is Mashma that has a Shaiches, the union of the Vasachas and Bezerchazeh to the timing of Sosaim Besaw. In the Reef, then the Hemshech of the Gemara it says, Amar Avida Mashmol Zud Divrei Hila that it's Osir. The Hila says, "Am Chachomim Oyim Loivim Stam Upoirim Stam." Loivim Stam Upoirim Stam. Rashi says, "Loivim Kikori Stam Beloik Tzitzas Domi." Shloich Miru LeDaktek Biso Saw Biso Kol Kach. Rashi, it's Mashmat a special heter. Loivim Kikoros Tafke Lechet. because talking on Hillel, and Hillel talked about Loital Veisha Kikor Lachaverto, and Chachomim are Choylik. So he says by Kikoros they weren't medactic so much, so beso. And we'll soon see why. In the Rif it says on this Gemara, Aloivin Stam, Clarin Stam, V'davke al shar shebashuk ki derav hune. Davke on the shar shebashuk like Rav Hune. So bepashtos it inam yeche de islei me'ahu mine. K'detan Rav Chil is yuel Rav Yitzchok. So he says two ways that can be loivin stam or poirin stam. Isha l'chaverto. That means we're talking about borrowing a kikor lechem and paying back kikor. So beso. So Rashi said it's davke by lechem. And that's how the Rishonim learn in Rashi that it's dafke by lechem. But the Rif doesn't say that. And the Rif says, Levin stam burn stam, dafke on shar shebashuk. So the Rishonim say, why didn't, if you have a shar shebashuk, so there's no problem bechlal of so every shar shebashuk is, you're allowed to be kovel if you that. Inami heche de isle me'au mine, if you ask from that mean, if it's yeshle. So shar shebashuk doesn't need any heter. That's what the Bala Mor asks. The Balamor learns that the reason of borrowing a kikor is not gisha kikor, because the Gemara is talking about a kikor, so he assumed that the Rif is talking about a kikor and says shar shebashuk, he doesn't need a shar shebashuk, because the difference in price is just a little, just a mashu. It's every time it's around, then it's kilu yesh bashuk. Something that exists all the time, you don't need shar shebashuk. And on that, the Ramban says that the pshat is anders. The pshat is that what the Gemara, the Mishnah said, Ala Godish, Achiyavu Ibn Achem Tzomavteach, so it's also Mutar al Shar Shebashuk. He's not talking Davke on a Lechem, but he says al Shar Shebashuk is also Mutar. V'daikino lai pirush emidukam gana loivin stam upoirin stam. It doesn't say loive stam upoirea stam. That would be only on a case of Lechem. Avol vadai b'sheilas kiko mutar afilo einloi. Afilo b'makpini. So he says sheilas kiko is mutar afilo einloi. But he's talking about not a kikor all the time. So that he says it's mutar al shar shebashuk. Loivin stam upoirin stam is moisif on the reisha that we're talking about godish about so b'soah, not a dafka about a kikor lechem. So on that the Rif says that al shar shebashuk is mutar, or if yeshlo. Then he says in the Hemshech that the Muki Yosef says Kosav Ravai Goen Betshuva the Sheilas Kikor Shudovar Muet Loi Bin on Shar Shebashuk. When you borrow a lechem, a kikor, you don't need Shar Shebashuk. Shafal Pi Shein Loze Yesh Loze, just like Zevel Kolim Meisashono is mutar. Why? Because it's always around. If it's around, it's doimet to the heter of Yeshlo. So memela by sheilas kikor, you don't need shar shebashuk. V'chein kosov oraydet. Da'afal b'she'en lo zeh shor rabbonon, shum demil se zut resihi. First he says a tam because it's a small mouth. V'shchiach lo yisvichod mechaverto. Shchiach to borrow one from the other one. It's much more like it's a two-time one, that it's a mil se zut resih, so they're not makfid. And people are shchiach, it's shchiach to borrow mistoma, that's also a time of makpid. It could have been a time that that's like a gzera sheina tzibur yechalin lamed, but lav davke. Inami mishum dolekapti shcheinim adodi bo milse. Because shcheinim are not makpid on such a thing. We're talking talking about lechem, there's an interesting Ramah. The Ramah says, in Kuf Samach Beis, in the first Sif, the Ramah, the Agor says, Yesh Mishoimer Demut Olilvus Kikar Lechem Bekikar Lechem. Kimat Beashel Kesef, the Meacha, the Dover Mutu, the Kapti Bneodom La Dodi Bose. Some say that it's Mutu to borrow a Kikar Lechem Bekikar Lechem. Why? Kimat Beashel Kesef, that's a Dover Mut, people are not Makbits. Our Moshe Feinstein says he didn't find anybody should talk about this. Why the Ramah was Medame, Kikar Lechem Bekikar Lechem, Kimat Beashel Kesef? Matbea shel kesef, there's no inyan of ribis bechlal. You borrow money, you give back money. There's no inyan bechlal of ribis. There's no yukra vezula in matbea. By lechem, there is yukra vezula. So you have to find the heter for lechem, but the heter can't be that it's doimet to matbea shel kesef. So he says, he goes through a few svaras, either we'll say that, but it doesn't fit into the Ramah, all these svaras, that he says that all these svaras that are mentioned in the Rishonim, that it's a dover muet, or maybe because we would say that it's ein yuchalin lamud bo, or because it's shchiach that they should borrow, that doesn't really fit into the Ramah. So he says that the pshat is, the Ramah wanted to give a tam, why kikar lechem should be different. So he says, because the teva of people, like by money, people just know the amount of the money. They don't look if it's cheaper or more expensive, because there isn't by money such thing. Money itself is what's kovea the price. Money is a price. So memele by money, just like we understand by matbea shel kesef, there's no union of ribis because that's the money itself. So he says the teva of people, the psychology of people is when they borrow lechem belechem, they don't look at the price of the lechem. It's kilu. Matbeas and prices don't exist in the world. In the laws, it's called bartering. So you borrow a kikar lechem, big kikar lechem. They're only looking at the amount of bread. I gave you a bread, give me back a bread, without any shaykhus to the price of money. So he says, since there's such a psychology that there's no kpeda, no shaykhus, no machshova about money and about prices when you borrow lechem belechem, so memele, that's the why it's mutter. It says kikar lechem belechem kematbea shel kesef. The meachar the dover muetu. So what's the Ramah say? Dover muet lekapti bnei adam la'adodi. It's a dover muet and a dover muet. So you only and such a thing of a dover muet of kikar lechem. People are not lekapti means that they're not looking bichlal at the inyan of money. So memele in the rayon and the machshova, the psychology there. Moshe Feinstein says here it's keilu the lechem. In this case, it's like matbea itself. It has no shaykhus to any inyan of price. Memela, that's why the Rabbonon said that lechem belechem shouldn't be a isur of ribis. In the Ramah, there's another, in the Rif, there's one, there's addition, it's brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, that the Ramah, the Rif says, Inami eich de isle meahu mine. Loivin stam upor in stam. Stavka, if he has that mean, or that he's borrowing. I'm borrowing a saw of chitin, so yeshloi has to be a saw of chitin in the house. But if he has a saw of doichan, that's doimet to that, even if it's the same price, that it's also. Im yeshloi mat me oiso ya mean, so then it's mutter. But if he has a different mean, it's not mutter. That's the Ramah. At the end of Kuf Samach Beis, the Mechaber isn't Suf Kuf Samach Beis Sif Beis has to be Moise Amin. At the end of Kuf Samach Beis, there's a Ramah lo yitiru lilvois k'shesh loy elo so chitim b'so chitim av so chitim b'so doichan also af al pi she'in b'shar echot v'yesh loy doichan. It's not muta, the Rabbonan only a mormatir so b'so b'yesh loy if it's yesh loy from the same mean. Why? So the Shach and the Taz bring down the Tam and Sefer HaTerumah. They say, since it's two meaning, it's not the same mean, even if right now it happens to be the same price, so it's doime that there's the next Mishnah in the same daf. But not to say, that means, I could work for you the same pula, and you'll work for me back the same pula, even though it might be a longer day, a shorter day, but it's considered the same. But two different pulas, not. Why? Because sometimes one pool is harder, and it's kilo, I'm giving you back more than what you gave me. So they say, shame the sefer at Ruma, that's the reason why when I have yeshlo, it has to be the same mean and not a different mean, because lefamim enam shavos. If it's two meaning, so it happens to be that right now it's the same price, but a lot, many times, different products, different items have a different price. So mevele, you can't rely on it that it should be called yeshlo. It's like einlo. Yeshlo, the takona was only if the same thing, because many times it's not the same price. So yeshlo has to be the same mean. And that's why the Rif says, and that's Paskin the Shulchan Aruch, that has to be said yeshlo miyosei amin. What happens if he doesn't have that mean? So I want to borrow a saw from you, and you don't have it. I'm borrowing a saw from you, and I don't have by my house the same mean. So the chura should be osur. So what's the takana? So he says, im ein lo klum miyosei amin. The mechaber says, yiten lo yamal v'mat miyosei amin. He should give him, the one who's lending him, should give him a matona from the same mean. So it's yeshloi. Then he can lend it to him. Oy yalveuloi v'achakach yilveloi kamasoin. On this verse, we'll talk a little. That if he's giving him a matona, beseder, so it's not called yeshloi. If there's the eitz of lending him, he'll lend him a soa, and then I'll smach that soa, I'll lend him others. So the Beis Yosef says that it's mutter. The Beis Yosef, the Mechaber Paskins, that Emil Vo so she'ein or loyve aleo mishum desozu loytzia loyve also. And the Beis Yosef says, loy nira loy, afal gavda loytzoy nitna loy, gilve aleo shay kol achitim shebiyad odom loytzoy moim dim afalochi loyve aleo. That means like this. The Almidei Rashba said that it doesn't help to borrow a saw and then to borrow on its saw besos. The Beis Yosef says, why not? Even the saw that I have, like Rashi mentioned, the saw that I have, I could be moitziat boitzoy. It doesn't have to stay by me the whole time of the alvoah. So the same thing, you'll lend me a saw, and I'll smach that saw, I'll borrow others. Let that be mutter. Imagine that he's talking about a dover mut that I'll lend him. So the Taz says, and Kanira the Bach said it before him, the Taz says a svar of Talmidei Rashba, why it shouldn't help us a borrowing. So he says, because when I borrow it, it's loitzonit. No, it's as if it's not here. When I have a yeshlo, it's mine. But if I'm borrowing it, every alvo is loitzonit. No, if it's loitzonit, no, so it's as if I borrowed it, but it's not here. I can't be soimechon, and it's not called like yeshlo, it's like called einlo. So memele, it wouldn't help. It only helped if he gives it him a matona, but the chelik of alvoa, the taz is chelik, and it says it wouldn't help. There's a chiddush in the Rambam. But before we get to the Rambam, there's one more din to mention from the tour. He brings the shittas rishonim that. He says like this: V'chenim yotzo ashar shebashuk, yotzo ashar yochel livoy so beso. Why? Because yotzo ashar is doimed to the heter of yeshloi, because it's available in the shuk, so it's kilu he has. He could any minute borrow it. So it's pirish ri afilu engloi mois la loive. We're talking about yeshloi that it's available to buy, so he doesn't have to have dafka money, but it's available to get money. It's available with that money to buy perus, so he doesn't dafka have to have the money. Yotzo ashar shar shebashuk is always mutter. V'raivet kosav she'en yuchonin lilvois al smach shar shebashuk elohim ken yeshloi mois leloive. Dafke, if he has mois leloive, it's available, so that money is considered as if he has the tvua. But to say that it's available to buy, that's not mutter. V'kosav adoni ovi orosh afilu lefi dvorov en tzor sheyeloi rak demei seo echod afilu lefi the raivet, that you have to have available money kidei to buy, but shuvpam, it's also like kamokurin beso echot. So if he has a little bit of money, with that money is available to buy a saw, so we consider it as if he has that saw, and then you can borrow many saws. He doesn't have to have the money to cover the whole expense of what he borrowed. Lefi the re, the Rabbi Yitzchak, he holds that afilu ein loy mois leloive, shar shebashuk is a heter, It's a general heter that Shar Shebashuk means, since it's available to get, it's easy to get the tavua, so it's the same heter like Yeshla. It's not as if as Einle, because right away he could give it back. The Indian is that it shouldn't be a hamtona. It shouldn't be considered as if because he's waiting he's getting more. So here it's not because he's waiting, because the waiting has no cheshbon here because he's available to get it. But the Ravid holds that it is called waiting, since he has to go and buy it. But if he has the money, then we consider the money mali and mali demand, that it's kilu, he has the that's all tvur. There's a chidush in the Rambam that the Ravid says on this chidush, lo shamanu meyolam, such a chidush. The Rambam says that it's mutar to borrow se'o b'se'o davke if he wasn't kveyazman. That means what it says in the Mishnah, and they say that the makor of the Rambam is the loshna Mishnah lo yom ha'odom l'chaver alveni kor chitim v'ani eten l'chol ha'goyren. If he's kveyazman, so then it's also because the Magid Mishnah says that the Rambam holds that if you're kveyazman, that means in between he won't pay him, so it looks like he's waiting for a certain time when the price will change, so then it looks like ribis. The Rambam said it's only mutter if he wasn't kveyazman. If he's kveyazman, then it's also mishum ribis. And then the Mukiyeza brings from the Rashba kosavo Rashba deini rekoisum amfoshim shepil shudolevin stam. The Rambam learned loivin stam upoirin stam davka without a kviu zman. So the Rashba says it's not near it that stam means without a kviu zman. Because devadai, the Rashba says devadai kviu zman to elis aloivu. It's not because of the iska that he needs it. Today the price will change. He does it to elis aloivu. Shein amal v'yochel chufu elim bo loivu lifroyot zman rashoy. Says that all man is l'toyelus aloivu, they should have a time, the amount of time that he should be able to organize himself and be able to pay when he wants. But of course he could pay it before. There's no, if there would be a iser, like he's not allowed to pay before, as if they make a tanai not to pay before, it could be such a chidush. Because it looks like he's waiting for a certain time and then the price will change. But he says that in your levin stam upar in stam is not, it's because we're not makbid, we're not saying what like kikar lechem, but not because of the kvius asman. And the Ravid Bema says it's cholik, and he says lo shamanu chidush ze meyolam. Then the Gemara says talmid chachomim. First the Gemara says omar Ravid Amar Shmuel bnei chabura makbidin zelze, so they're over mishum ribis. That means Tosfos is masber, we're talking about the chelik of ribis. B'nei chabura, that each one eats his own tzuda, and when one borrows from the other, usually they're makbid. They say, I lent you one slice of bread, you'll give me back one slice of bread. So since they're makbid, and if one time they're not makbid, why isn't he makbid? Because he's lending him his food. So memele, it's mishum dalva, that is not makbid. So that makbid is called like ribis. And there's a machlokes in the Rishonim, and Tosfos a machlokes if it means dafke, if he counts out and he shows that he's makpid, or anything they do, b'nei chabura that are makpid in zelzeh, so memele it's also one should take from the other one because it always comes lidei ribis. Then the Gemara says, talmidei chachomim mutorim lilvoi zeh mizeh beribis, my time, mei deyadi deribis asuro, maton erud yavi adodi. Talmidei Chachomim, it means Talmidei Chachomim that they're Bale Halacha, not that they know that there's a Isur Ribis, everybody knows that. It means Talmidei Chachomim that they're aware of the Chomer of Ribis and the Hichos Ribis, everything, and they're Talmidei Chachomim and in many areas. So we say that when they give more for what they got, so they mean it out Samatona. It's Memela that they mean it out Samatona and not out Ribis. And then the Gemara brings a Dugman and it says, so some Rishonim learn that even if they're Masne Lechatchila, and the Beis Yosef says that if he's Masne Lechatchila, it's even more mutter. I say, I'm talking about Talmidei Chachom, he's borrowing Meya, and he says, I'm Masne that at the end I'm going to give you 120, and the 20 should be a Maton. But Talmidei Chachom, it's mutter. But it says that it's not Kedai. They say it's not Kedai, Talmidei Chachom, that's the halacha, not to do it too much because it looks like Ribis, people make a mistake. But Be'emes would be mutar, because we know for sure that Talmidei Chachamim, they're belayv shalem, they're giving it atzah matona, and not mishum da'alvor. But the Rambam says that that heter of mer b'mer is only Talmidei Chachamim, that they could give it lachar ma'isa. When I'm giving it back, I could give extra. And then we know it's a matona. But if he's masne before, it for sure would look like ribis, and then it's no heter l'fi the Rambam. The Beis Yosef says it's more of a heter. If he gives at the end, it looks like he's giving it bishum mishum dalvo. But if he's masne before, he said meforish that it should be a matona, then it's more mutter. Also, that heter of Talmidei Chachamim is a dover muet ad choymish. And the Shulchan Aruch, Talmidei Chachamim she'ilbu zeh zeh dvorim shel Maichol, has to be a dover Maichol, like the Gemara brings the dugma of Pilpilin, v'nasan lo yoyis al mashim lova menu ad choymish, because that's the dugma of the Gemara, mea b'mea v'esrim. That means a choymish melegav, it says, הרי זה מותר, שהדובר יודוע שלא ינוס אם לא יהיה לו מתונה. ויש מתירין אפילו באיסנו מתחילו לכך, ובלבד בדובר מועט. מכל מקום לא ירגילו תלמיד רחום עם עצמו, וכך מפני המוין העום שלא ילמדו מהם. That means there's a chash that people will see that they're doing that, so they'll learn from them, and then it'll be also. And for them it'll be also. They don't know that תלמיד רחום עם have a different mind, a different seichel, that they do it בלב שולם, Mishum Matona. And the Gross says that the Rambam learned how the Rambam says that it's talking Dafke if he gave it at the end. But if it's Masna Rechatchila, it's not Mutar. Even though the Lashna Gemara is Mashma, that he told him, Halveni, the Lashna Gemara is Halveni, Meo Pilpilin, Bemeo Ve'ezrin, Pilpilin, Ve'orich, and it's Mutar. So how does the Rambam learn the Gemara Halveni? So at the end, the Gross says, Venirish, or Rambam Mefarish, that what he said, Kuf Chof Dineko Migmarle, he's telling them, a din, you lend me 100, and you should know that even if I give back 120, it'll be mutter. That means he's not master that he will do it, and he's not saying, but at the end, he'll give, he's just telling him, Shas Alvo is telling him a din, Halveini, and if I'll give back more, you should know that it'll be mutter, because Talmidei Chachamim, they give it Belev Sholem. That's a few nekudas. Oh, so we have to know that Tosfos says, why is it mutar, like in a building, neighbors borrow from each other. So it says, matone ba'almud, on the Gemara of Talmidei Chachamim, matone ba'almud yavi adodi. So Tosfos says, ni odavke dovar muachi, yodea b'libo she'enos noi b'lavochi. That means it's such a small amount that he would even give it to him b'matone. L'maisa, now he's borrowing it, but on a day-to-day basis, he would even give it to him b'matone, so memela, we know that what he's giving him back is mutar. So in the Nebuki Yosef we read before that Shechenim are not makpid adodi, it seems to be the same heter. Since Shechenim are not makpid adodi and borrow each one from the other one, so even if, let's say, one neighbor borrows an egg from the other one, and then he gives back an egg, it could be it'll be a bigger size or a smaller size. Anything could happen. I gave you a smaller size, you give me back a bigger one. So we don't consider it ribis, we consider it a dover muet, that it's a matana be'alma. And the Fida Ramo, where Moshe Feinstein learned that it's kematbea shel kesef, that means bechlal, such a thing doesn't have shaykhes to prices and to ribis. That's the gabe, the alochas of ribis. In the Indian of ribis, it says here in Omud Beis, that the chumra of ribis, malve ribis, or worse, Geisa mi masha marvichim mafsidim loy oid elo shemesim mi Moshe Rabbeinu chacham v'teirosei emes. So Rashi says it's beloshon saginor kilo Moshe Rabbeinu is a chacham, but he didn't realize that people could be marviach from ribis. V'omrit ilu oyedei Moshe Rabbeinu sheyeh revach badovar loy koisvoy. If Moshe Rabbeinu would know that there's a revach, he wouldn't write it. Emes doimet to that, there's an Amud Aleph that it says, the Gemara says, Omar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Mutar Loy La'Adam La'Alvois Bonov U'Bnei Beisei B'Ribis Kedei La'At'im On Tam Ribis. So Rashi learns that they should know how much your mitztayer, and the one who gives the ribis has such a tzar, is teaching them how chomor it is to make somebody pay ribis. But it's also Mishum Da'asi L'Misrach, even though you're teaching something a positive, that ribis is bad, but they might come to be nimshach and do ribis. it's interesting that the Taz says pshat in this Gemara that Adarabbah, he says it lefi the Rambam, he says that the pshat in the Gemara is to teach the children that a dover mu'et is mutar and there's no Easter ribis k'day that they should have a parnosa from it. Adarabbah is saying to teach children that you could have a parnosa from a heter and ribis a dover mu'et. And there Rabbi Moshe Feinstein says that it's a dover dochuk to say that all the time we try to run away from ribis. And even small things and heterim, we say that it's not so mutter, it's a b'shas adchak, and it's not such a thing to do. It's not and it's not something that's advisable to do. And all of a sudden, the Taz says in the Rambam that he's teaching them how to make a parnosa. But upon him here, it says that people who take ribis, it's like they're making leitzonos from Moshe Rabbeinu, that they're smarter than Lefi Rashi. They're making themselves smarter than Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't realize that there's such a mischer that you could do a heter, and Moshe Rabbeinu answered it. It's interesting that the Marsho says that the pshat is like this. If Moshe Rabbeinu would have known that he's going to have a revach from it, I mean, sometimes you could have also a hefsed from lending, so maybe he won't get back his money or something. But he says if Moshe Rabbeinu would have known that you could have a revach, so he would have been matir. That means Moshe Rabbeinu was a chocham and he gave the Torah and he wrote in the Torah that al pi chochma that you shouldn't do ribis, but al pi nevuah, he should have known that he could have a heter. He'll know that the stock market will go up. He'll know that there'll be some revach in the ribis. But since he didn't say it, so he's only a chocham and not a novi. So he's makchish nevuosu shel Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayimrin ilo ide Moshe Rabbeinu. So they're makchish on the nevu of Moshe Rabbeinu. They're making him only a chocham and not a novi. Then it says a novi levav chochma that the Gemara's mitoyle b'mi, the Gemara Baba Basra says that a chocham is odif minovi. But here the Marsho says they have to be mesaderet, but the Marsho says here pshat that he's more than that. Another thing in Ribis, there's a riot from Tosfos and Daf Ayin that it says that he's goifer b'iker, a malva b'ribis is goifer b'iker. The Gemara says he's maybe. Here. I would have said that Amalek is a Rosh Tevis Edim, Mevi, Lavlor, and Kulmus. And Dioi has to bring also Dioi. So that means he's Kofar Beikar just like the Amalek. And he's also Kofar Beitzias Mitzrayim, the Gemara in the beginning of the Perek. There's a ride from Tosfos that he might not even get up to Chias Amesim. Because Tosfos asks in Daf Ayin Omid Beis, Kiven the Ribis Akum Shori, it's Mutar Ribis Akum, that's all Sugi there. So why? He says, Lomo Lechia Oysu Shilva Beribis Bemesim Shechir Cheskel. There's a Targum that there was one man by the Mesim Shechir Cheskel, and because Dura, one man didn't get up. So the Targum Yerushalmi says, because he was Malve Beribis. So yes, but he was before Matan Torah, he was still Goya Ben Noach. And Ribis Hakum is Mutrachilu Bisman Hazeh. So what was his problem that he didn't get up Tchias HaMesim? So the second Teres of Tosfos says that Bemis, he could have gotten up, but it wasn't his man of, the Iker Tchias HaMesim will get up, but since they were Shomer, he doesn't have an extra Zchus to get up in a Tchias HaMesim, a special Tchias HaMesim of Yecheskel, that he didn't have a Zchus, but not that he loses it. The first Teres of Tosfos, Shemo B'nei Noachum Uzorin Alo Ribis, so b'nei neach muzar la gezel kolei tzagan v'lo gezel. So who adin the ribis voinoy? That their muzar also on ribis voinoy. That means why didn't he get up? Because he was a ben noach and it was muzar on ribis. That means whoever is muzar on ribis does not get up at tchias amesim. So if so cholil ayid that is malve beribis, he wouldn't get up at tchias amesim. It's a riot from here. So we have the isur of ribis. We have. Is kofar b'tzias Mitzrayim, kofar b'iker, doesn't get up in tchias amesim, and he's also kofar in nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu separately, like the Marsho says. So if so, we learn kama mida teva merubo, that the Gemara says mishi yesh lo mois ve'enu imal ve'oisam beribis, ola v'akosu v'oimer, kaspo lo inosan b'neshech, v'shoich adal noki lo ilokach, oisei eile lo imut lo ilom olamadeto, that whoever is malve b'ribis mismoitetim, whoever is not malve b'ribis, so he has such a big schus, even though for us it seemed like a poshut thing, but he has such a big schus that all these things, the chamurim that we said on somebody's malve b'ribis, he's the opposite, and he's moite b'nevuas moshe, moite b'terem in hashamayim, and he's gets up at chias amesim, and also he has avtocha nechosov, even though it might one day go down, but it'll always come back.